bringing Christ to the nation.
La hora luterana.
Lu de xiao shi.
Til wunzen Jesu Christo.
Bringing Christ to the nations and this devotion to your day. Here's Pastor Ken Klaus.
Today's international devotion was written by Muriel Ballestero. Muriel is a young girl in Nicaragua who is offering her spare time to teach our Bible courses for children. She does a walk-in clinic which shares the Savior and serves as one of the speakers for our FM and online radio programs. A text for our devotion from the 6th chapter of 1 Timothy. For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evils. It is through this craving that some have wandered away from the faith and pierced themselves with many pangs. Because of a number of reasons, young Ronald's life was very hectic. First, Ronald was dedicated to action. His motto was simple, make sure that every day you are alive is filled with activity. Second, Ronald was worried about tomorrow. He wanted to make sure that his future was going to be financially stable and without worry. These two motivations had become so compelling, he had almost forgotten completely about the existence of God. To him, everything and anything was more important than the Lord. Now, there's nothing wrong with trying to live your life to the full, and almost all of us want to be sure that our future is comfortable and secure. The problem arises when we become so concerned with these things that we have no room to think upon or value things spiritual. That's the way it was for Ronald. He had become so concerned with raising money and finding new highs, he had forgotten that when we die from life, we do not take anything. In 1 Timothy 6, we are encouraged to keep our priorities straight. It says, "For the love of money is a root of all evil." We all need money to get by, but when money becomes our final focus, we find ourselves in a situation where our greediness keeps us away from the Lord, and we end up being pierced through with many sorrows. Ronald's life changed dramatically when he participated in one of our workshops, a workshop which we call Equipping the Saints. There Ronald found out that the Lord had sent his son to give his life so our lives might be transformed. At the meeting, Ronald heard how the Heavenly Father had a purpose for him, a purpose which would call for a refocus of both his future and his faith. At first, Ronald was merely curious about what we had to say. He followed up on that curiosity with a visit to the local parish where he was able to have his questions answered. Ronald realized the great sacrifice Jesus had made to win his forgiveness and bring light to his days. After some meetings with the pastor, the Holy Spirit brought Ronald to that point where he understood that it is best to put God before all your needs and desires. Today, Ronald knows that the richest and most secure people are those who trust in Jesus Christ for support and direction. In this life, we know that the Lord is with us, and while he may not give us all we want, he will give us what we need and is best. As far as the next life is concerned, Ronald is confident that his endless days in heaven will be filled up giving thanks to Jesus for the salvation he has won. We pray. Lord our God, I thank you for all that you give me every day. Help me to not love money more than you, and grant I may respond faithfully to the love you have given me in Jesus my Savior. In his name I pray. Amen.